Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran.
A young world crashing around me. No possibility. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us, Ann and Nancy Wilson, Hart, otherwise known as Hart, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's so smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pretty sure I didn't say that yet. And also my books, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com, and my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. So check those out. Ellen Rohr is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member. 7 years she's been hanging out with us. She's a small business expert. She's a small business owner herself, an entrepreneur. She started her own franchise organization, which is no small feat. And we're so proud to have her as part of our brain trust. Ellen, thanks again for being here. Thank you for the topic you've talked to us about today, folks. She's trying to help us get to the finish line.
We have to be careful, though. We have to be careful because nothing is worse than listening to old people talk about their ailments. Don't be one. I won't be one either. But you can use like a hiccup, a fall, an illness as a wake-up call. And I want to make some suggestions for things that you can do. You know, so I have to figure out how to be an athlete. And I have to figure out how to do it in a different way than I've done it my whole life. And so that to me
your long-distance running is taking a hit, isn't it?
Well, I never thought it was. In fact, I like to think that it allowed me to stave off this injury for longer than maybe it would have appeared earlier if I hadn't taken such good care of myself. So you can beat yourself up about lifestyle choices, and you can change things that are going to make you more comfortable, more strong, more fit, so that you can enjoy your life more at any age. So I want to make a couple of suggestions. Are you ready? Are you ready to improve your health, Tim?
I'm ready.
Are you? Okay.
Help me. I need help.
Here's something you may regret. You may regret, but I'm going to recommend it. Go to Netflix and click on Forks Over Knives or any one of dozens of food and food industry documentaries. Now, they will scare the pants off of you. But I have found that these are very sobering, illuminating.
Give us an idea of what we're going to see when we get there.
Well, for one, like let's look at red meat. Now
you stop preaching and started meddling now when you mess with our red meat.
And you don't have to do any of this. Like these are just some observations. But red meat can be challenging for some people to digest. There's the whole ethical issue that some people have with eating animals. One thing you'll learn is the inordinate amount of resources it takes to grow cows. So just that, depending on what your motivations are, maybe their health, maybe their environment, maybe it's something else altogether. But you may find yourself, you know, when you get new information, you can make different decisions. And you might decide that you want to watch a few of them and find where the truth lies. Because whenever you are looking at a film or news, you're going to incorporate the bias of the person who's presenting that information.
Right.
So you
That's
know,
true.
Like with anything, that you want to get your news and your information from several sources and then, you know, vet out those who are actually doing some research.
I also heard there's an asparagus harvesting movie in there the screams of the asparagus when they're cutting them is just horrible. It's horrible.
You're being a pill.
Those poor little asparagus guy. This poor little asparagus guy. I don't know.
I may sound a little out there, but they're like one of the rumors out there is that if you don't eat meat, you're not going to get enough protein. However, if you eat a lot of plants and colorful
it can be dangerous. I know people who do it. I know vegans who have lived to tell about it. I know vegetarians, and it can be done. But I also know, and I'm not pushing back on you, but I also know, Ellen.
I know people
who went off in that direction and didn't do it right, and they got themselves in trouble.
Absolutely. So your food, you know, if whatever food choices you make, just food is the best medicine. And there's really no avoiding the impact.
You are what you eat. I do believe you are what you eat. No question about it.
And sometimes it's just, you know, some simple changes to get you started and get you in a headset.
What about exercise?
Setting up. Now, exercise is, of course, wonderful. And I'm going to make a recommendation that, you know, you can walk, you can lift weights. There's a zillion things. You know, on the bestsellers list, there is always, always, always a book about diet and a book about exercise or some combination thereof. Health is an obsession, right? Just like business. There's always some business books at the top of the list, like The Third Ingredient. There's always some health and wellness books. For thousands of years, yoga has been a way to
What is the deal about yoga? Yoga is such a slow and low-impact thing. How does that help you? How does it help? I'm asking sincerely.
Yeah, no, and there are many, many forms of yoga. So some yoga is very aggressive in terms of a lot of movement, you get your heart pumping, you're going to do these flow series, and by the end of it, you're going to be wringing wet with sweat, and you'll have used every muscle in your body.
Yeah.
And then there's other methods of yoga that are going to focus on breathing and holding
your breath. Is there yoga really that doesn't break, an older person's bones when they do it? Because nobody wants to hear me breaking in half in the yoga class.
Well, a little bit of cracking is probably just your cartilage moving around.
Right.
That might not be bad. But the idea is that you are in charge of your own practice. So you don't push your body to the point where
right.
it hurts. But instead, it helps you get in touch with what's happening in your body so that you can be more respectful and in tune with it, which keeps us from throwing ourselves off a cliff. I mean,
so
the more we understand about our bodies. Okay.
I know there's yoga pants. Is there is there a yoga toga that I could buy?
I don't want to see class with that.
How about yoga drapes? Maybe that I need to drape yoga drapes.
A yoga drape?
Yeah. So, you know, just so I can drape it well. Because I don't.
Well, yeah, I think there is. I'm positive.
I don't think they make yoga pants where there's a beeper when you back up that goes off. I don't think they make those. Tim Taylor, right back with Eleanor. I'm Jim Lassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.